Luis. Welcome everybody. It's really a privilege to also be here this morning. I'm very excited. I guess not just because this is a new church plant. I'm excited because God is real. Jesus is alive. And He poured out His Spirit in all those who believe. And He has given us not just hope and eternal life. He's given us a commission and a purpose. And that is to live for Him. And to be vessels through which He can live in this world, towards this world, with love, compassion, and the good news of the gospel. And I'm mindful of Jesus' words. You know, I'm excited not just because it is a shofar church plant. It's nothing really to do with shofar at all. We're not here to start a franchise. We are here just in obedience to what God called us to. And I'm mindful of Jesus' words where He spoke in Matthew 13 about the kingdom of God, where He said, what shall we liken the kingdom of God to? What parable will one use to illustrate it? And then He says these powerful words, a simple word about the kingdom of God. And I want to read here from Matthew chapter 13. He says the following: the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in the field. Though it is the smallest of all the seed, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in his branches. You know, that for me is what the kingdom of God is. It starts small and it grows. And I'm excited to be in Claremont today, not because of something new that is starting, but rather something that is continuing. God is moving in this community. And in a sense, we are not here to try and do something new or different or even start something. It's just being part of what God is already doing in this community. And that excites me to see and to hear a spiritual awakening taking place. And it's a privilege to be here. I mean, Jesus told us, in Afrikaans, gaan na al die nasies toe, en maak die mense my disciples. Dit is my so mooi in Afrikaans, en maak die mense my disciples. And as long as there are lost that still needs to be found, and believers that needs to be discipled, there is place for new churches to be planted and to grow. And that is what excites me about today. To be part, to be witness, and to be in support of what God is doing here. So we want to welcome you all here. We trust that the Lord will speak to you as individuals, but more than that, to inspire us to go out with this great hope, this great joy, this great news, and a great expectation to see this seed that is already growing in this community to become a tree where many will find its nest in. And I trust this will bless you as you continue with us. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray for Craig, and then I'm going to hand over to him, and he's going to lead us further. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be part of what you are doing. Lord, we are excited about your kingdom and what it represents. You're sending your Son to set us free, to become the church that will advance until you return and we are united with you forever. Lord, I pray that you will bless this congregation, that you will bless the leadership and every member, that we may grow more passionate for you and live for the fullness of what you have called us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Andres. Sorry, the worship dried my throat, so I'm just gonna ask my beautiful wife. Right, before I get into the word, I feel the Lord wants to share with us this morning. I just want to say from my heart a big thank you to Pastor Andries, Lisa Banner, who's in Marnus, Hendrik, John, Christopher, and the whole team from Marnus. They have been amazing. Everything you see here, they've been a part of. The approach has been, they will do and we can join because their heart is so for the kingdom to come and for this church to be established as well. And it's really been such a relief for me. We've had this longing for this congregation for a few years since we moved back in 2019. And it's been so amazing just to see their heart. And I just want to honor them for that. And celebrate the kingdom coming because of faithful people also putting up their hands. If you will allow me these few thank yous, it's the first service we have here, so I feel like I have a bit of a license. So I'm going to just say thank you also to the local family who also, the partnered with us, and we were busy late on Wednesday making these sound absorbing panels and all the rest of the things you see, and it's just been amazing. I shared this scripture with the local family, and it just really, when I read it, I was just so blessed. It's in 1 Thessalonians, and it says, Paul was thinking back, and whenever I think of the Amarnus team and the local family, it says here in 1 Thessalonians, we remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's my prayer for everyone who has been part of and will continue to be a part of everything happening here. I have a note here to mention my wife and keep it short, not because she is short. I couldn't ask for a better partner in this, in this journey we are on. You are amazing, and thank you for the support, and thank you for your passion for the presence of Jesus in your life and in the life of our family. Don't look there now. My mom's also here. I'm not going to point her out. She's shy, but she's also been very supportive. And yeah, let's give her a round of applause, my wife and my mom. And I'm going to ask my mom to continue to keep some of the secrets she has. That's also why I'm not pointing out who she is. The school year has been actually, I would use the word ridiculous. They are so supportive and so accommodating with us using these premises and their facilities, and their heart for Claremont and the kingdom coming in Claremont has been immense. So I just want to honor the school for giving us the opportunity and being gracious with us. It's my first church plant, so I'm learning as well. And the school has been, I just want to honor the school and the governing body for letting us also be here today. There are friends here who they know who they are. There are friends from Claremont, there are friends from Somerset West and other places who, if it wasn't for them and their faithfulness and their friendship, I wouldn't be here today. You would all be here, I believe, because God is moving in this community. But I know that I would not necessarily be here. And then, Baba, let me, before I get there, my boss is also in the room. Andre, thanks for giving me the grace to also prioritize the church. And I will pink shirt for you today. Andrew's mentioned what's going on in Claremont. Claremont is it's amazing to see what the Christian community is doing here, how they are coming together, how the churches are just doing the Lord's work. And the local leaders here, I have a relationship with most of them, and they have been immense in their support for this church plant. Yesterday I was getting WhatsApps from one of the pastors just asking what can they do, is there anything we need, other leaders and just members of their congregations as well, bringing us things while we were working in the heat, making sure we don't dehydrate yesterday. So I just want to honor them, and I'm so excited for what that means for our community. When the kingdom is coming in every congregation, Claremont will be saved. So that's the end of my thank yous. Thanks for granting me the grace to do that. Father, we are so in awe of you. Father, we thank you for these people, for this congregation, for this town. Thank you for what you are doing here. Lord Jesus, we honor you as the head of this church. Let your name be glorified here. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would have your way here, that you would lead us and that we would follow you. We are so mindful that without you we can do nothing, Lord Jesus. And this morning we want to dedicate this time to you. Holy Spirit, will you open our eyes to see Jesus clearly and open our hearts that we can know you, that we can take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world out there. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to try and be brief, like I said earlier, otherwise we're going to head into a compulsory baptism service. What I want to share this morning is something that is very dear to me and has been an anchor in my life for the last few years. I'll be sharing from a verse from the Gospel of Mark. Now, the Gospel of Mark, when I read it, at least, I get a little bit anxious. So I don't know if that's your experience as well. It's a gospel where the whole time Jesus is going, immediately they went, immediately this happened. So when I read the Gospel of Mark, I feel like I need to go do something. I need to get up and go somewhere. And then I get to Mark chapter 3, and then I'm reminded to not put the cart before the horse. So in Mark chapter 3, I'm going to have to learn to get my slides bigger. So I will get a bigger font next week. But let's read together. I'll read out loud. Mark chapter 3, verse 13 to 15. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted. And they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. Now this for me is such a snapshot of the Christian life. It's such a powerful reminder when I get to these verses that the first thing is Jesus calling us. Salvation is Jesus calling us and we respond. You know, Jesus isn't lost. We were lost. We don't find Jesus, he finds us in our crossroads, in our hopelessness. He calls our names and we respond and we come to him. So there's salvation here in these verses. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him. Now that is the crux. If you can take away that this morning, that's what I want to share this morning, is that after salvation, the first priority was that they might be with Jesus. And from that place, he sends them, he commissions them to preach, and to have authority, to change the world for people around them, people who are oppressed by the demons. I want to look in the context of being with Jesus this morning. I want to look at two accounts in the Gospels of one follower of Jesus prioritizing being with Jesus. We have the first account is in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." Now, the first thing I want to point out is that Mary was there to listen. Ah, and that's why we have John and Christopher. was there to listen. You know, we have that same need today. We need to listen to what the Lord Jesus is saying to us. And the good news is, we have the scriptures where his teachings are recorded for us. That's the start for any disciple. Listen to what Jesus taught. Sitting at Jesus' feet is, of course, a picture of committing time to spend with Jesus. It's consecrated, committed time that we spend with Jesus. It is in prayer. It is in scripture reading. It's in worship. It's in having communion, fellowship with one another as well. These are ways that we sit and listen to what Jesus is saying to us every day. Every morning, read his teachings so that we can know. Now, some of these areas, of course, come more naturally to us, and some not so naturally. What I want to put in your mind is, this is not a solo journey, this Christian life. My wife mentioned the small groups, but more than that, find someone to whom it comes naturally to worship. If you don't easily worship, spend time with them, worship together. If scripture reading comes easily to you, maybe that person struggles with this area. But these are ways that we can together sit at Jesus' feet. There were a lot of people sitting at Jesus' feet in this scene. Okay? I have prayed like Martha prays. Yeah. I'm probably the only one in the room who's prayed this prayer. "Lord, don't you care that no one's helping me? Tell them to help me." Yeah, no. Nobody here has ever prayed that. You know what's interesting for me is that Jesus responds. He doesn't give her what she's asking for. He says to her, "You've got to get the priority right." Now, when I read what Jesus is saying here, he's not excluding Martha. He's inviting Martha. He's saying, there is something better happening right now. It won't be taken away from Mary, but you're welcome to sit here as well. Now, the thing is, we know Jesus also said, he came to serve and not be served. Now, if that was his heart, I cannot imagine him not being willing to help Martha with whatever needed to happen afterwards. But he's saying to her, don't miss the moment. I am busy teaching now. I'm speaking now. This is important. I want to share a little story at my own expense, if you would permit me. In our family, when we go on a holiday, we have a term called feeding mode. That's basically, I get into pack mode, and tensions rise. So my wife tries to get everything ready for when Craig starts packing the car. And on this particular day, I think it was 2 years ago. It's like yesterday. We were on our way. We were supposed to get to Stolby. I didn't even take a sip. And my wife decided that morning, where we always leave later than I plan. That morning, she's first going to spend time with the Lord in worship, in prayer, and in scripture reading. That was her priority that morning. And the most amazing thing happened. Everything was ready. Look, I'm also growing, right? So this is no longer the case when we pack, but at that time, everything was ready before the time that I wanted to start packing, which was a miracle on its own. Now, why I say the story is at my expense is the following part. Now, when you drive a Land Rover, it takes time to get anywhere, so you don't simply turn around. So this day we were celebrating. We left on time. We're celebrating in the car. We are amazed at the testimony that Francie prioritized being with the Lord Jesus. There was grace. Craig stayed non-grumpy. There was no tension. It was great. And we get to, I think it was Riversdale. And I feel the Lord say to me, "You didn't pack the tent." That was my job. Now, the amazing thing was, I knew a friend of mine, Ralph, he's sitting at the back there, was coming past the following day. We only needed the tent the next day. So there was grace for that. And I believe it was grace because my wife prioritized being with the Lord Jesus. The work still got done. And there was grace for where we forgot the work. But I want to stick a little bit with Mary here. The sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to Him didn't just stop there. It wasn't just me and Jesus and forget about the rest. I want to go to another account. It's in John 12, where we see the response of Mary. Here we go. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary, same Mary, took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Now, in my research for the sermon, I couldn't establish whether this was possibly the same scene or not, and I don't think anything turns on it. What we see is the heart response from Mary in her life. She brings what is probably the most precious possession she has, and she pours out her worship on Jesus' feet. It costs her, but it impacted the world around her. Those in the room were overwhelmed by the scent of this perfume. The Apostle John takes special care to record. He doesn't record what the food smelled like. Okay? He records this incident, this perfume. It's expensive. And it filled the room, the fragrance. the most precious thing we have, I believe, is our free time. And for us to consecrate our free time once again, to sit at Jesus' feet and to listen to what he says, and from that place to respond with thankful heart, with your best, which is your free time at the moment, and to pour out that fragrance, because that's what the world needs. The world is a smelly place. But if we bring our precious perfume and we pour it out, there will be a change for those around us in the room. This message obviously has a question for everyone. I believe there are people that are here this morning that need to listen to Jesus calling you from the mountain. He's calling your name. But the choice is with you, whether you respond. And like we heard powerfully shared earlier, you know, today is the day of salvation. So if that's you, do not miss this opportunity to answer Jesus' calling. He's calling everyone by name. Now, there are some of us here who have gotten distracted with the doing and forgotten about being. The work won't go away. But like the scripture I shared in Thessalonians, God is looking for work produced by faith, labor prompted by love. I want, if that's you, I want you to spend time and commit again to sit at Jesus' feet and be with him. And then there are those of us who are being with Jesus, but we don't have a clue where to pour out our precious perfume. Now, if that is you, I want to encourage you. The Lord will speak. He will tell you. Engage with him. Engage with him and ask him. Because there's obviously a need out there, but you have a specific bottle of perfume. Your free time is specific to you. Now, if any of this resonates with you, I'm going to close the service now. But there will be people in front here who will pray with you. I will be here to pray with you. Because sometimes that is the first step, is not to respond in a public manner, to draw a line in the sand for yourself, so that you have a memorial stone. That day, I prayed with someone, I heard this from the Lord, I will go and do that. For the rest of us, I'm going to pray and dismiss the service. There is coffee at the back. If you want to find out more about the church, if you've completed a first-time visitor's card, you can put it in the offering basket. There's also a table to the left there where we will connect with anyone who wants to know more about the church. I'll also end up being there. But let's take a moment and just respond to the word, and I'll close for us in prayer. Father, we thank you that
that you are for us, you are good. Thank you that we can know you and that we can read and understand and hear in the scriptures about you. We can engage with you, we can worship and have a living relationship with you. Father, we thank you that you are drawing us to yourself, and that the purpose for which you draw us to yourself is life. That you save us so that we can have life in abundance. That we can know you and know the Lord Jesus in this life. And Father, for this congregation, I pray that this word would settle in our hearts, that we would be known for being with you, and that everything we do is from that place. Every work of faith, every labor of love is from that place of being with you, Jesus.
Just reflect on what stood out for you. What did the Lord speak to you this morning? And just respond to Him in your own words. While we are worshiping together, just take this opportunity just to respond to the Lord's invitation to come and sit at His feet. And maybe just to let go of the things that we are so busy with, that are good things, that are useful things, that has purpose in it. But for all of us, an opportunity just to come and just to prioritize again this year as we start a new year, just to be at His feet. So I want to give an opportunity as we worship together, just in your own words, just respond to the Lord, and just in your heart, settle for yourself the time that you want to spend with Him. That we don't become more like Martha, but more like me. Let's just do that together.